Welcome to the Never Not Thinking podcast, where I'll be sharing all my thoughts, stories, and struggles with you as a 23-year-old that can't stop overthinking. Hi guys! If you're new here, my name is Kimberly. Welcome back to the Never Not Thinking podcast. I'm so happy to be talking to you again today because some of you may have noticed that I did not upload an episode last week. And that's simply because I was super, super busy. But we're back today. I'm sorry. I hope you're all doing well. And today I have a guest, and this guest is someone I've talked about quite a lot in the podcast, but have yet to introduce. So I thought today has to be the day. I feel like we need a drum roll. It's the one and only, my boyfriend Dylan.
Woo! Oh my god, I'm so happy to be here.
I feel like you're on a talk show.
This is my moment.
This is your moment. This is your moment of fame you've been waiting for.
It's an honor to be here, to be your first guest.
It's an honor to have you as my first guest.
Thank you so much.
And also, you're the only one that wanted to participate in this. So thank you.
That is true.
Well, today we're going to be talking about living together in your 20s and what that's like. Obviously, we are living together. We've been living together for, I would say, 3 years now.
I'd say, well, yeah, about 3 years.
Yeah.
Like 2.5. We've been dating for 3 years. No, actually, you're right, because you kind of moved in instantly with me. So
yeah, I did.
How's it been for you? How was it like for you to just like leave?
Oh, you're going to interview me now? Is this how it works? Is this your podcast? I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
So Dylan, how has it been living with me?
Wow, stealing my stuff. It's been great. For the most part.
For the most part?
No, I'm kidding. So, no. But we need to give them some context.
You can't be sarcastic the whole freaking episode.
No, I know. But we need to give them some context because what we did is kind of unusual in a sense that you moved in with me after like three weeks of dating.
That's not true.
It's not?
That's definitely not true.
Is it 3 months?
I mean, I think it was like 2 months?
Well, my timeline is mixed up. It just went by. It went very quick.
I did move in with you very quickly, but that was also because Corona was a thing at the time, COVID.
Oh, yeah. That was crazy.
That was crazy. And yeah, we moved in together very quickly, I moved in with you.
But to circle back to your question, it's been very nice living with you together. At first, we just kind of like, we dove into it and we figured it out along the way. Well, here's how I see the entire thing. You know how sometimes they say, like, when you go on a vacation, you really get to know people because usually on vacation, stuff goes wrong and, you know, stuff doesn't go as planned. And I feel like that's what happened with us moving in together because, we basically lived together at three different points already, like three different locations. So the first one was an apartment that was on top of my parents' place, which obviously isn't the most ideal if you're in your 20s and you're dating and, you know, because you have parents coming in and out and there's just a little lack of privacy there. And then the second place we lived together was in The Hague, which you already covered in your first podcast, which was amazing. And on both...
Amazing.
Yeah. And on both locations, a lot of stuff went wrong. And we kind of learned from those and we dragged each other through it. And now here we are in this new place. And I feel like this is the first, our first actual little home together. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree. Definitely. We've been living together for like 3 years. What is something that you really like about living with me? Because I want to know.
And this is controversial. no, but I like that you're like super clean, which sometimes can...
It can go a little bit crazy.
Yeah, you can go a little crazy sometimes, yeah. Which, I mean, I'm like, sometimes you can go a little too far, but...
I can like I'm like Monica from Friends.
Yeah, that's a good reference. Yeah. And so... Yeah, Monica, in the way of like when you would be here, or like when anyone would be here and they would put their shoes on the table, you'd be like, you know, just don't do that because
shoes on the table.
You know how Kim is, you know.
Shoes on the table
or on the carpet, or like something out of the ordinary.
Shoes on the table.
No, feet on the table.
Okay, I was a little confused there. I was like, why would you put your shoes?
No,
on the
not
table?
Not full on shoes. I meant feet. Meant feet only.
No, I get it. Okay.
But for the most part, it's very nice because you know, you tend to just do everything yourself, even if I offer help.
Which is not a good thing, by the way.
I mean, sometimes for me it is. no, but like, even if I offer to help, you're like, oh no, I want to do it because you want to do it your way. And then I'm like, okay. So that gives me less worry about the house and almost always guarantees that I'm in like a clean space, which is nice.
Tell me more. Tell me more. What do you like about me? What do you like about living with me?
I love your cooking.
Mm, good one.
I absolutely, like, you make the best meals. And I'm pretty sure every guy says this about their girlfriend or wife. But it's like, I don't know. I
really am, Monica. I'm just now realizing the cooking, the cleaning.
Yeah, you are. I haven't had one person come here to visit, whether that's like family or friends, which if you cooked, they disliked it. Like, everybody loves your food. It's crazy. Clean space, amazing food. And you really know how to make a room or space cozy. Whether that's like with candles or with flowers or the way you put furniture together.
Well, it's funny that you say that, actually, because I talked about interior design in my last episode. If you didn't hear it already, go listen. It's the last episode before this one. And I talked a little bit about like how we're renting the space and how I'm struggling a little bit with decorating it and making it feel homey. So that's kind of cool that you're like, that you feel like I make it really cozy, because that, you know, makes me feel more confident.
It comes very intuitive too. I have that. I have like, I don't really have that skill that much.
You would just put Legos everywhere if you were to decorate the space.
I absolutely would, which is why you should decorate the house for the most part. We've always agreed on the fact that, you know, if we do ever get a house together, I'm going to like, Kimberly can basically decorate the entire place, but I'm going
to fund it.
All right.
You're lost for words. You're lost for words.
Well, that just hit. What I was going to say is I'm going to get my own. I'll get like one room in the house that I can just make my own. Like, you would get to decorate the entire house, which is totally fine by me for the most part, for the most part. And then the only exception would be that I'm going to get one room to myself, which I get to decorate. And it'll be like your classic man cave, like man room with like a pool table, like
gaming. You can have your room. You can have your room. Definitely. Thank you. You want these clouds that like light up on the ceiling? That's a no-go for me.
I'm over the clouds. I'm over the clouds.
You're over the clouds?
Like the LED clouds, yeah.
Okay, cool.
Is there anything you like about living with me, or are we just going to keep going?
I was just going to wait until you stop, but, oh, you know, feel free to name some more.
Hey, you can jump in anytime.
Okay, so some things that I like about living with you are, I like that you take care of everything. Literally everything, whether it's the gas bill or like making phone calls to, I don't know, to the freaking Wi-Fi company. I don't know. You always take care of it because you know I don't like calling. I don't like calling. It gives me anxiety.
Such a weird thing about you, man.
I don't care. I fully embraced it, you know? Like, I just love that you do that for me because it would give me the like biggest panic attack ever if I had to like take care of that.
Yeah, Kimberly has this thing where she doesn't call. She doesn't call people at all. And like,
I don't like making phone calls.
She would rather text her mom than call her mom. Like, it's on that level, right?
Well, no, not my mom. Like a company or something? No. No.
Any utility company she hates, like she absolutely despises calling.
I'd rather email.
So yeah, I'm usually the person on the phone with everything regarding bills and maintenance and checkups and whatnot.
Another thing that I don't like is...
That you don't like?
Well, I like it about you, but I don't like it in general.
Oh, okay.
I don't like it when I order something online and it comes in the freaking morning on my day off and I just want to sleep in. And then the doorbell goes at like 8 a.m., 9 a.m. And I have to go get it. I hate that. And you always get it for me.
For the most part. sometimes I just, I'm not feeling no, it. Like, I'm not getting this.
I would
this.
Say like 99% of the time you get it for me.
Yeah.
I freaking hate, like, okay. So when I wake up, like, I'm covered in like pimple patches and my hair is in a messy bun and like maybe like my makeup from yesterday is still kind of under my eyes, like crusty and everything. So I don't really, I'm not really ready to like, to meet someone, you know.
Well, neither am I. I look like half dead when I open the door.
No, that's not true at all. You wake up the same way you look every day. I don't know what it is about you. You like, I don't know.
Well, I certainly don't feel like it.
Well, yeah.
It's funny because the way to our doorbell, like the route, is a solid, I would say, 12 seconds if you're like very slow, and that's a long time. Like, try walking around for 12 seconds in your house and see how much, you know, meters you've...
You're making it sound like our house is super big, but it's not.
No. But we have to go to the across the apartment and then open up a sliding door and then go down a staircase and then open a door and then open another door. I have to like rush when the doorbell goes at 8 a.m. Yeah. I have to first find my pants, which is in one corner of the room, then find my shirt, which is in the other corner of the room.
And he runs downstairs. It's so funny.
And I just run. And while I'm running, I'm trying to get my hair like a little decent and get the crust out of my eyes. Make sure I don't trip off of the staircase. That's so what disgusting. It feels like. I'm swear to God.
It sounds so freaking disgusting.
No, but it's true. And then hopefully the guy that opens the door and brings the package isn't too close to me because morning breath. Good morning.
You know what this makes me think of? You know those zoomed in shots in SpongeBob where it's like, oh, crusty and everything? Oh,
dude, that's exactly how I
that's
feel.
That's you.
And I have to do all of that in like 10 seconds at
no,
tops.
No, kidding. You look good in the morning.
Well,
that's why I sent you downstairs.
You just, yeah. Even though I feel like crusty SpongeBob. And the thing is, and this is why I should do it and not you, because you're always pretty slow when it comes to getting ready. But our, like, our male guy, he'll give you 5 seconds tops and he's out.
Yeah, not even. He gives you like 3 seconds and he just goes off.
He rings the doorbell and poof, he's gone. Yeah, basically what he does is he parks his van and at the start of this, like the beginning of the street.
Yeah, and he rings all the doorbells.
Yeah, right? He rings all of the doorbells left and right and then sprints back. And then, so when I open my door, I can see the neighbor from across the road opening his door. And then he just...
That makes it even worse when I think about you standing there in your PJs.
Yeah.
Your crusty SpongeBob.
It's either my PJs or my, you know, my robe or, yeah.
The robe is a classic, I have to admit.
Yep.
But yeah. Yeah. So, another thing I really like about you is you always bring, how do you say that? Like life to the party. What is the saying?
Life to the party.
Yeah.
Like
you're the life of the party. I think that's what the saying is. You're the life of the party.
Is that it?
Yeah, which means that you always invite people over. Whereas I really like company. I don't know. I'm just like, my social battery is very low. I discussed this in another episode. And I don't know. That kind of gets in the way of me inviting people over sometimes. And you just do it for me. And, you know, I'm not always very thankful about that. But most of the time... You really get me out of my comfort zone, which is really nice.
Yeah, I feel like you did the same for me. But then in regards to getting a little discipline in terms of like cleaning, it's like you open up a world for me where I now appreciate a clean home and like a clean space. And I didn't have that before.
Yeah.
So you're
welcome.
Yeah.
So one thing that you have to do when you live together is divide tasks, right? So... Maybe we can talk a little bit about what you think your tasks are and what mine are. Yeah, so I feel like, should I start?
You want to start?
I mean, sure.
All right.
I feel like my like standard tasks are vacuuming, cleaning the bathroom. So that includes cleaning the toilet, cleaning the bathroom mirror, mopping the floors, refreshing our bed sheets, and cleaning up the kitchen. And like just cleaning up in general, I think, you know.
I just do whatever's left. I just do.
No, that's not true.
You just named 99% of every household task you could name.
That's not true. Because you, like, if there's one thing I would say is definitely your thing, it's doing dishes.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, loading the dishwasher in and out. One thing that I also think is really your thing is taking out the trash.
I feel like I do a little more than that. Is that it? Really? I mean, does cooking count?
You never cook.
I mean, once in a while.
Once, like 2 years ago? Like,
I can make the occasional, you know.
16 months ago, that one time, you know, on that Sunday.
Cup noodles.
Cup noodles. Well, you do laundry.
I do laundry. There yeah. It is. That's a big one.
You do laundry.
And, oh, I sometimes, but I feel like we switched between these two is the folding of the clothing. But what we have this very annoying thing
is
where.
Is that really a task? I don't know.
It is. It's horrendous.
Cause you hate it.
Well, we have this thing where we just let it stack up until we have this massive pile. And then it's like, ugh, I really don't want to do this.
Yeah, the pile in the bathroom. I talked about this.
Oh, yeah. I feel like everybody else has like a chair or a place in their bedroom. But yeah. Ours is just bathroom.
Well, I do have to say, like, sometimes we have multiple piles.
Oh, yeah.
Like, we have four dining chairs and sometimes they're all covered in clothes.
Yeah, sometimes we get a little out of hand.
Well, I feel like you wouldn't know it because every time somebody comes over, I have like a panic clean, and that basically means that I kind of postpone cleaning, and then when somebody comes over, I have this huge panic and I like kind of clean everything in an hour, and I'm exhausted afterwards.
It's crazy. It's like you're watching an animal like from behind like a glass pane.
It's that TikTok sound like ba-ba-do-do-do-do-do-do. No, that's not how it sounds.
What is that? She goes into this zone, like she goes into this state of absolute focus when, you know, somebody's coming over and she has to clean, and I can't, like, you can't get to her. There's no contact. There's just,
it's this one, by the way.
Oh yeah.
That's me. Wait, what were you talking about? I was too focused on finding the sound.
I was talking about your flow state when you're cleaning.
Oh yeah, definitely. I'm in the zone. You can't talk to me when I'm when I'm cleaning. I usually listen to a podcast or some music, and that really helps. What are some things that you have learned about me while living together?
I would say that you are very slow. No, I'm serious. And you know this when we're getting ready to go somewhere, or when I'm like, hey.
You mean getting ready?
Yeah, getting ready. You take forever.
I think that's just a girl thing, honestly.
Really?
Yeah, well, I don't want to like generalize this thing that I have, but like I feel like a lot of girls are like this.
It's like we have our grocery store in our street. It's like a 10-second walk. And sometimes when we have, you know, when we decide to go buy food or lunch or whatever, I usually prefer to just go alone because I know I will be 10 minutes quicker than if I were to go with you.
Okay, so here's the thing. You think I take too long to get ready or whatever. I don't agree, but that's what you think. You just, you know, you just throw on a hat so you don't have to do your hair, which is like a privilege for you. That you wear hats and you can just cover it up.
Well, you can buy a cap or like a hat.
I mean, I guess, but that's like, that's not really my style. I don't know. And you know, you would go in your sweats if you have to. You don't care.
Sure.
Yeah. Well, I just like to, you know, look presentable.
Well, I'm not going to Congress. I'm going to the grocery store.
That's my Congress, okay? You know? You have to understand this about me by now. I don't want to like run into someone that I know and have like a rat's nest on my head, you know.
Well, it's not like, of course. Well, that's where the cap comes in handy.
Yeah, well, I'll think about it.
And it's different. There's a difference between doing your weekly groceries and being out for like at least an hour, or just grabbing a quick bite. And you prepare for the same amount of time for both of those instances. All right, yeah. So you're slow, or sorry, let me after this argument, concluding from this conversation, let me rephrase it to, you take your time.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Of course. And you're very caring, and not just for me, but for basically anyone that's around, whether that's in our place or at anyone else's place. You really tend to want to take care of people. Like, you're a very good hostess.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's sometimes where Monica comes in.
Yeah, sometimes a little too good, like Monica can be. You know, where you're that focused on being the hostess that you're not even present anymore and what's going on?
I feel like the fact that we have like a separate kitchen plays a big part in that. Because I feel like when I'm cooking or when I'm like preparing drinks or whatever, I'm so like separated from the rest of you because you're all chilling in the living room and I'm just on my own. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like if we had a house with like an open plan kitchen and like, you know, like it would be connected to the living room, I feel like I would be way more present.
We even do our separate things when we have guests. Like, you always take care of like the drinks and the food and snacks. Basically, you're the one that's like checking up if everybody is like stocked. And I'm usually the guy that, or the person that keeps everybody like have conversation and, you know, don't like.
You keep them entertained.
Yeah, there you go. I've noticed, I've learned about your social battery. Like, I know you need your time off, which was uncommon for me because me personally, I don't really have that unless I go really hard. But usually I don't, like, you need a full day off when you've had a long day.
Yeah, definitely. I need to recharge.
You need like a one day timeout to recharge. And then, I mean, I've never had that before. So that's something I've learned about. And I've learned to deal with that as well.
One thing about you that I've learned is that you're actually the first person, aside from my parents, that truly, truly gets me. When I feel down, you notice it immediately. When I need my time off, like what you just said with my social battery, for example, you just give me my space. When I'm angry, you know what to do. I don't know, you have this way of calming me down, and you put your finger on my face and just kind of drag it all around my face, and it just calms me down. And I think that's really cute.
It's the magic touch.
The magic touch. So yeah, I would say like you really think about my emotions and how to deal with them. And that's something I've been missing in my life, I think, before I met you. So there's that.
I just want to jump in here, and this is for all the guys, because it's funny that you mentioned.
Can I just say that like 99% of my listeners is female? So,
well, maybe the female listeners can let their guy friends or boyfriends know. That's funny that you mentioned emotions, because at first, I'm a very logical person. So every time you were, you know, every time you cried
every man is a logical person.
To a certain extent, I would say. But I would always try and find like a solution to fix your problem, while the issue was more so me doing that and just not feeling what you were feeling, I guess. Like, everything I do now on a daily basis is like, you're always in the back of my mind when I decide on what to do in a day, you know. And I didn't have that, obviously, when I was living on my own. But now everything I do is taking you into account.
I feel like something we also do now that we've lived together for so long is sometimes we're literally thinking about the same thing.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah. We almost finished each other's.
Oh, you want to do that? Senses? Did you see that coming?
Cringe. Cringe alert. No, but seriously, sometimes we're thinking about the same thing and we say it out loud at the same time, which is super scary, actually.
So one more thing. Let me ask you one question to round up this podcast episode. What would be one thing that you think the both of us can improve on?
Like, together?
Or yeah.
What do you mean?
Yeah.
Whew. I think we work too much. Especially you.
Work too much?
I feel like we don't always have enough us time. Like, I feel like sometimes we get too caught up in work and we forget about each other because we're together like 24/7, basically. Because sometimes we can make a little bit more of an effort to do something together, which is something we've actually been working on lately.
Just like we're doing this podcast together now.
Yeah.
I think so too. Yeah. For the first time.
For your information, if you're listening, we're sharing one microphone. I forgot to tell you that.
Oh,
so
yeah.
it's going really good, actually.
We're yet to get Kimberly's yet to get a sponsor for the second microphone. But that'll come in pretty soon.
Well, I'm going to wrap it up. Thank you so much for listening. It was an honor to have you, Dylan.
It was an honor to be here. My pleasure. Let's do this again.
Sure. You're welcome. Anytime. Maybe we'll have a second microphone by then.
Oh, that'd be great. That'd be great.
So thank you for listening to today's episode. I really, really enjoyed it. My first episode with a guest, which is super cool. And I want to know, and this is the question of today, if you're living together, what are some things that you struggle with? Or what are some things that you really like about living together? Let me know. You can let me know on the Q&A on Spotify or on my Instagram, DNNT Podcast. And that's all I have for you today. I hope you enjoyed our time together and I hope you will listen again next time. Enjoy the rest of your day and you will hear me next time. Bye.
Bye.